Rich Kimble here, and joining us in studio to talk about our favorite subject, downtown Bangor, that is. Betsy Lundy is here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Always good to have you here. From the Bangor Ballet, Kimberly Colavito is here. Kim, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking about your talented children spread all over the country.
They are spread from east to west. That is true.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Bangor Ballet, such an important part of our Bangor arts community.
Bangor Ballet has been in downtown Bangor since 1994.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to celebrate our 25th season this year. And we're going to be at the Bay on Friday for Arttober.
That's right.
Yeah, which is a great performance opportunity for a lot of people that are in the downtown Bangor area.
Well, we've talked so many times in this segment about how the resurgence of downtown Bangor in many ways was fueled by the arts community.
Oh, it's wonderful. I was just talking to Betsy about how I left when I was younger and came back, and I'm amazed at how such a small area has such a huge artist community, dance, song, theater. It's unbelievable.
And why is that? What do you think it is that drives that?
Really strong patrons and people who absolutely love the arts. I mean, from age 4 to age 90, you see them all coming out to dance, coming out to sing. I think it's fabulous.
And what's the mission of Bangor Ballet?
Bangor Ballet's mission is to offer performance opportunities for young children. We also do an outreach program. It's really important to us to be able to go into communities that may not necessarily have access to the arts and bring dance. And that's what we love to do. We have a pilot program at Down East School where we have some of our dancers are the instructors. And it's fabulous.
And I don't need to tell you this. You've lived it, as we all have. But whether your child is going to go into the arts or not, what learning about the arts, what studying and practicing the arts does for you, regardless of where you're going to go in life, the preparation it gives you, the confidence, the poise, how it leads to academic success, it's hard to measure all those things.
Oh, absolutely. I have two children who did arts and then chose to not pursue it farther, but their ability to talk in front of an audience or be comfortable in any kind of situation all generates from taking that step out on that stage or working in a classroom. It's fabulous.
The other thing that we're so impressed with in the Bangor arts community is the way those arts organizations work together and support each other.
Absolutely. I absolutely love the Bangor Arts Exchange. I think it's a fabulous venue. They support theater. They support the ballet. When you think about ballet, you think
symphony.
About dance, the symphony. Thank you. There's so much there. But we have, in such a small area, there's over 15 dance schools, which I think is fabulous. Mm. And many of them come together and do fundraising activities together for local shelters or the veterans programs. I think it's great that they collaborate together.
And Betsy, Kim mentioned it, but it is Arttober, which is just such a great event. And essentially, there's something, usually more than one thing going on every day, every night in downtown Bangor this month.
Yeah, absolutely. Arttober is citywide. It's the city of Bangor's opportunity, not necessarily to even create special programming, but to just take a month and be like, there is so much art happening here all of the time. And we're going to highlight some of it for you during the month of October. But really, when you look at that schedule and you look at the arts things that are happening in October, I wouldn't even say that like October is a special month. Like, it's just art is here every day, all of the time. And we're just like calling attention to it and maybe hoping that some people who haven't engaged in that community in that way will have the opportunity to engage in the community that way and become, you know, sort of lifelong patrons, as you're saying, or maybe sign their kids up for a dance class or an art class somewhere, because it really is just everywhere in Bangor right now.
And I'll put in a plug for our improv group. The Focus Group will be part of what's going on at Bangor Arts Exchange on Friday night as well. Why is it important for you and for Bangor Ballet to be in downtown Bangor and be a part of that?
I just think it's historic. Downtown Bangor area is unique. You and I saw it before it kind of, what's the word, fell apart.
yeah, I think that's a good word.
Is that a good word? Yeah, and yeah. It's for me, it's absolutely thrilling to be back downtown in an area that is just vibrant. There's new businesses opening all the time. There's new characters walking down the street all the time. It's really exciting. We were just in tea and tarts in costume because we're going to have a tea party with our Nutcracker cast over there. And there were so many little kids that enjoy it. I just think Bangor offers a very unique opportunity in its downtown area to the arts community. And we just love being part of it.
And I'm much older than you, but I remember when, that was the only place to go. And there were options. I mean, it was great to go to Freeze's and W.T. Grant and a few others that were there. But and you went away and came back. I've been here all along. I never could have imagined in my 20s or even in my 30s that downtown Bangor would be what it's become.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. We came from New York. And people were like, you left New York to go to Bangor, Maine with your very theater and drama driven family. And it was the best opportunity we could have given them. I mean, it was fabulous. And it was all because of the downtown area.
And we talked about this before, too. The other great thing about the arts community downtown is that if you've got something you want to do, you don't necessarily have to be tied to an organization. There are so many venues that are welcoming and so many opportunities for people just to get out there and share their art.
I totally agree. You can stand in the park and see anybody any day doing any kind of art.
What's wonderful. Well, we wish you continued success with Bangor Ballet. Again, Friday night, you'll be at the Bangor Arts Exchange.
Yep, it'll be us. It'll be the focus group. Diversity is there. Robinson Ballet will be there. It's quite a group of performers. It should be exciting to kick off Arttober.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you for having us.
I got to say, too, I'm actually going to be doing like a little presentation there because the Cultural Commission itself, which is a tiny little, I work 1.5 hours a week for the Cultural Commission. They're doing a cultural asset survey of the city of Bangor. So that's really just like trying to round up like every performance space, every place that there is art, every arts organization, historic monuments, architectural facades, et cetera. In the past, it's always been just kind of a spreadsheet. But this year, it's done every 5 years. And so when we set about to do it this year, we wanted to bring it into the 21st century. And it's an app.
Oh, I like that. Very nice.
Yeah, so I'll be showing people like the very first, foray into creating a walking tour of
Bangor's
cultural
crazy technology. Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So
that's wonderful. Right. Yeah. Thanks, Betsy.
Yeah.
Enjoy Arttober. We'll see you next Wednesday.